Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Welcome back to Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Roger Ganim, senior litigation counsel for Liberty Counsel. We've been talking about this collision that everyone's going to confront at different levels. Kim Davis, the Rowan County clerk, was at one level, very dramatic level, and that case is still going on. Liberty Counsel is still representing her and others like her, not just in the clerks who issue licenses or those particular areas of jobs, but all over the country in other areas. And it may be that you don't deal with weddings, or maybe you don't deal with marriage licenses, and you think, well, this is fine. I'll not have to make this decision. But everyone is going to have to make this decision because it's going to affect you in one way or another. We'll talk about it more on this program. But in one particular case, Sweet Cakes, that was a case where Christian Bakers in Oregon ultimately were fined $135,000. And the person who imposed the fine was an LGBT activist. And he was working with the, he was part of the government, and he imposed this $135,000 fine. Melissa is the one who does the cakes, the bakery, and her husband. And I remember seeing her at an event, and she was describing before the $135,000 fine came down, how as in this role, she uses her artistic talents to decorate cakes, and how she loves her job because she can put herself into it like an artist and make someone's event memorable and enjoyable. But she also felt that God had called her to use her talents in this area. So this was a ministry. This was something of what she is and how she extends her ministry. And she was at the time facing the issue of whether or not she was going to be fined. And then later she was fined $135,000. But she was in tears that she even had to be brought to this particular situation. She's not an activist. She's not out there trying to cause controversy. She's just baking cakes and other kinds of pastries. And she's then asked to violate her conscience, and that's something she cannot do.
Yeah, that's right, and it's really a sad story because even before the $135,000 fine, she was driven out of business. She simply could not keep her store open any longer because of the hateful messages and people driving by, and so she was really driven to operate whatever kind of business she could from her home. But this crushing fine, it represents the worst of judicial decisions because it's not based on really any legally recognizable categories of damages. It's simply intended to be punishment, to punish her for daring to say, I will not participate in someone else's same-sex wedding.
Yeah, you know, and it's not just in the bakers, but it's also in other situations as well. A pizza maker, for example. A pizza maker was just asked a question, a hypothetical question by a media. Would you serve pizza to someone who comes into your restaurant who was a gay or lesbian, who was homosexual? Yeah, I would do that. There's no problem with that. Well, would you then cater a wedding with your pizza? And she thought, well, I've never been asked that before, but I couldn't participate in a ceremony in which I would actually promote that particular ceremony if it was a same-sex wedding, because that is contrary to God's definition of marriage. Plus, it is celebrating sexual relationships that are clearly addressed in Scripture as being wrong. And so she couldn't do that. So in response to a hypothetical, they got all kinds of hate from across the country and were ultimately targeted by people just because of a hypothetical question. I know in the Kim Davis case, for example, not only did Kim Davis get threats, but we saw how intolerant this agenda is. We got threats as well, threats that were going to be carried out of Kentucky in body bags, threats that were going to get a bullet in the head. Kim Davis got threats. Her husband, for example, got a phone call saying that people were going to come and beat him, tie him up, rape her in the presence of him, and then burn down the house with both of them inside. And they had to end up changing their telephone to a different phone number that was unpublished. The intolerance of this agenda is very coercive. And when you begin to see this intolerance unleashed on people like Sweet Cakes by Melissa or the Christian chapels or the wedding photographers or people like Kim Davis. It is a very intimidating situation. You've got the hitching post, the Lakeside Chapel, where husband and wife just have this little place where they allow people to have weddings. And now they're a target as well, threatened with jail if they don't have a same-sex wedding in their own private place where they have been trying to cater for people's weddings in the past.
Right. It's really sad. And it's scary, of course, for these kinds of threats to be leveled against people like Kim Davis and Aaron and Melissa Klein, the owners of Sweet Cakes by Melissa. But the interesting thing about it, really the profound thing, is in Kim Davis's case, she hates no one and holds no ill will towards any of the people who have attacked her, even the people who have sued her and took her to court. The Kleins just recently baked cakes for the leading LGBT organizations and sent these cakes to them and said, "We really do love you. We have no animosity or ill will towards you," even though these organizations are doing everything they can to put them out of business or force them to violate their conscience. And so the Christian response is both loving but also firm and steadfast that we cannot violate what God has commanded. We can't join in with the people who are shaking their fists at God and saying, "We know better than you what marriage is." So, you know, the Christian response here serves as, again, an example that's different from the world. When attacked, these Christians not only stand firm, but they still offer a loving response to the people who would attack them.
You know, I think it goes back to loving the individual. There's no reason why there should be any hatred. And in fact, if you are a person who is a follower of Jesus Christ and you've been transformed by His grace and know that you don't deserve His grace and His forgiveness, then there's no way that you can hate anyone, no matter what their ideas are, no matter how strongly you disagree with them or even their actions towards you. Jesus didn't hate anyone, even those that wanted to ultimately kill Him. He, on the cross, said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." And I think that's the approach that we have to have as Christians. We don't need to have our rhetoric or actions devolve down to the same level as those who literally want to kill us, literally that hate Jesus, literally that hate the Bible and mock it. But at the same time, we must also be strong in our resolve, and notwithstanding the conflict that's there, notwithstanding how unpopular it might be or how much pushback you get, you've got to draw this line in the sand, because this is a moment in time that God birthed us for this moment. He didn't make a mistake. This is a cultural conflict of unprecedented proportions in our lifetime, certainly even maybe even in the history of America. And if you have any questions about your religious freedom or need some answers or know of controversies in your area, I encourage you to contact Liberty Counseling, lc.org. And God brought us here to be salt and light, to be individuals who will speak up and be a light. And that's what Kim Davis was doing. She was and continues to be that person who's transformed by Christ, loves everyone, hates no one, but at the same time will remain true to Christ no matter the consequences.
That's right. And Christians should remember and pay attention to this example of Kim Davis, of standing firm, the example of the Kleins, of loving their enemies. You know, Scripture tells us to, as much as it depends on us, to live at peace with everyone, but we can never let that desire for peace get in the way of us, you know, respecting all of God's Word, the full counsel of God's Word. And sometimes that means saying things that other people don't like. In fact, Jesus promised us if we obey Him and follow Him, the world will hate us. And so we can never let our desire to be at peace or to be relevant or to get along with the world get in the way of our obligation and our duty to uphold God's truth and to speak it in love to the culture around us, even if that means that culture is not going to like us back.
Well, visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. Or you can call us at 800-671-1776 as we continue to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage in the family. But Liberty Counsel not only litigates in courts with respect to the issue of marriage and family, but also defending the sanctity of human life from the moment of conception, that all people are created in the image of God and are entitled to dignity and the right to life. Liberty Counsel also defends and advances religious freedom all over the country, whether it's in public schools or in the public marketplace. If you have any questions about your religious freedom or need some answers or know of controversies in your area, I encourage you to contact Liberty Counsel. You can go to one of our websites. Our main one is lc.org. That's lc.org. Or call us toll-free, 800-671-1776. That's 800-671-1776. We have a lot of resources on our website, and we can provide information to help advance and preserve our religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family, not only here in this country, but literally in parts around the world.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.